Hi, good afternoon. My name is Nelson. I'm with the Tax Relief Center. How are you doing today?
Yes, this is me. I missed and hung up. I apologize.
Oh, okay. Let's see here. All right. What's your first name?
Stacy Sloan.
Stacy Sloan. Okay, perfect. All right. The best number you can reach you back is at 470-622-1468?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And you have 2 or more years of unfiled taxes?
Yes, correctly.
Okay. Do you owe more than $5K?
Say what now?
Yeah,
yes,
do you
I do.
You do? Okay.
Correct.
All right.
Yes.
All right. Allow me a few seconds. Let me get you back with the specialist then. All right. I'll introduce you. Just allow me a few seconds.
All right, then. What's going on?
Republic Tax Relief. This is Sprino. How can I assist you?
I have Stacy on the line. Phone number is 470-622-1468. She has more than 2 years on file taxes, and she owes more than $5,000 as well. Can you please assist her?
Absolutely. Thank
you
so much.
All right, leave you in good hands, Stacy.
Thank you. Yes, hello, ma'am.
Hey, how you doing? It's Mr. Stacy Sloman, and my voice is light.
Not a problem, ma'am. Let me bring up your file, ma'am. Can you please verify your phone number?
It's 470-622-1468.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Okay, I got you right here, ma'am. Okay, give me one moment, ma'am. It looks like Mr. Don Davis was helping you. One moment. Okay, ma'am.
Hello, I'm here.
Thank you for holding. I'm going to transfer you over to Don, okay?
Okay, then.
Tax Relief, this is Don.
Hey, how you doing? How you doing, Don?
Good. Who am I speaking with?
You're speaking to Stacy.
Stacy, hold on a second, all right?
All right, then.
Let me find your file, okay?
Okay.
Did you just talk to Trino?
Yes.
Gentlemen? Okay, hold on.
Yes.
I think we might have talked, or maybe I texted you back in November. Let me just find it here. Yeah, it looks like didn't actually speak with you. How much does the IRS claim you owe, Stacy?
I believe at least about $10,000, maybe. I may be wrong, but at least about that.
Okay, and so I know you called back in November. Did you get real busy or?
Yes, I have. I was really busy.
Okay, I got you. Well, I'm glad you called us back. And is this for personal or for business?
Business slash personal.
Okay, business slash personal. So do you have like a EIN number, sole proprietor, or do you use your social security?
Not at the
number?
Moment. I can't find it. I lost a lot of things, so I don't know my information at the moment. I have to find it. That's why I'm busy. Now I'm focused. So that's why.
Okay. Okay, so let me ask you. Personal business, so you're not describe the business part of it.
Entertainment.
What's the business?
Huh? Entertainment.
Okay, entertainment. Mm-hmm. With 1099 kind of thing, or like were you W-2 or 1099?
1099.
Like,
you said what not?
Can
you explain it again? Yes, they take taxes.
Sure,
out,
no
yes.
problem. So they take taxes out, so you're W-2, it sounds like. You're not a
right.
contractor. Okay.
Correct.
And do you do it now, or were you doing it before?
Yes, I was doing it before.
Okay.
And I asked you to do it now. I just have to restart it. Back up.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. And so the years that you believe you might owe up to $10,000, what years are those?
Actually, I had like a fraud that I needed to get. That was like 2015, actually, when I was locked up, incarcerated.
Okay.
Yes.
15.
Yeah.
Okay.
Until up then.
And so not just 2015, but up to now? Or
yes,
or,
yes. From
okay,
2015
okay.
to, yes.
To 2023?
Just about right, yes.
Okay. So from 2015 to 2023 is what you're thinking the $10,000 is for? Have you gotten any notices recently?
Yeah, actually I have.
Do you have them?
It was from
you,
school. No, I do not have them with me, but I know that
okay.
for a guaranteed fact, they're from schools, and that's the time when I was in conferences in 2015, and I want to believe, say, when I wasn't filing my taxes, so I'm pretty sure they done gave me something that I need to pay for.
Like a school,
from that time?
Like education expenses?
Yes, correctly. Yeah, they actually, like, you know, what's going on? They actually, as you know, supposed to pay it at that time. And, you know, even though I know I was incarcerated, I just try to make things a little better and pay for it. So and the prices went up and other things.
Okay. All right. Are you, so from 2015 to 2023, that debt, Did you catch up on the filings, or are you still unfiled?
I'm going to file this year. How long can you go back to file?
That's a good question. I am not really sure. What will
mm-hmm.
happen is, with us, what happens is we order 10 years of records, and
mm-hmm.
then we'll know which years you should have to file and which years you would not have to file.
Okay.
That's the only way we know is to pull the records and have our tax attorneys and the CPAs, accountants, go through. And they will have a report, and we'll know which years you should file and which years you should not have to file. So,
okay.
But then on the years that you would have to file, if there are any, then
mm-hmm.
we would have to do the tax returns for you. Our fee for doing each year, as long as you don't have like an EIN number, LLC,
mm-hmm.
S corporation, or like a sole proprietor with an EIN number, if you just W-2,
right?
Then it would be $395 for any year that they'd have to prepare the taxes for.
Okay.
Okay. That's a separate charge from negotiating that $10,000, or it's probably going to be more than $10,000. Just so you know,
mm-hmm.
don't be surprised
mm-hmm.
because
mm-hmm.
they penalize you 25% per year that you don't file.
Right.
And
you
so
said how much? 25%.
It could easily. 25%. So it could easily
okay.
be $20,000-$30,000. Who knows? So, but we would figure that out as part of an engagement fee that we charge. And so, if you don't have an EIN number, if it's just W-2, we charge $590 to represent you, pull all the records, put a collection hold in place, and figure out what's going on, negotiate with the IRS for you.
Okay.
So you're talking about $590 just to get started and pull all those records, put the collection hold in place so they don't go into your bank account or your paycheck if you have a job, any of that. And
he said $599.
And $590 for that. And then if we have to, like, once we get the records back, if we figure out there might be a year or two, we have to file.
Mm-hmm.
If we figure out that there are any years that we have to file, if you want us to file them, we would have to charge you $395 per year. Now, some people don't use us, but what happens is you got to make sure that you hand-walk those filings to the IRS, or it delays our negotiation and everything, because when they electronically file them, it could be a 6 to 8 month delay. Which you don't want.
Okay.
Because you're still building penalties and interest on whatever you would owe. So
right.
That's sort of the process. Do you want to – I've already told you what the initial cost is, and I also told you that if there are any that you need to file, you're going to have somebody pay them. So it would be $395 or whatever. So per year.
Okay.
So, but you will know how many years you would have to file if we engage with you and get all the records and everything. So starting off, it would be $590. Are you comfortable with that? If so, I can see if you qualify for any of these programs.
Okay, you say $399 was for just a W-2, and $599 for what?
$395 is to file tax returns. Do them and file them. If there are any years that you, once we pull all the records, if there are any years you are required to file, you could also use a tax preparer or something, but you have to make sure they don't electronically file them and that they don't make any mistakes. So there's going to be a charge for any year that you don't file. But that's outside of us pulling all the records and figuring out whether you do need to file and what you owe. Does that make sense? And,
yes,
and for us to do our job, we charge $590.
Okay.
All
right.
I can interview you and see if you qualify for any of the programs, but I wanted you to know up front it's going to be a charge if you do qualify and if you want us to represent you.
Okay,
Mom. So you tell me how you want to proceed.
Yes, that makes
proceed
sense.
And see if you okay. All right. And so what the IRS wants to know is what's your financial condition now, not back then, not in the future. They want to know what's coming in, what kind of income, and then what's going out, your expenses, all right? So how do you
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
Were you talking to me or somebody else?
I was talking to some people.
Oh, okay.
But I'll give you a call back when I'm ready to pay the $599.
Okay, that's fine. That's not a problem. We do, if you can't pay it all up front, we can split it into $295 now and $295 in 2 weeks. Or to get you protected now, you could do a contract and do that. Or if you, like, need to pay it on a payday, then we can post-date on the contract to say, are you there?
Yes.
I don't know how much you heard.
So you say half. It was a half. So for the professor, that would be the three.
Okay, we could protect you now by paying half down and then in 2 weeks paying the other half. And that way you can get protected now. We have a contract. We'll say we'll take $295 now, and then in exactly 2 weeks from today, we would take $295. We can do it that way. That way you get protected. Or, if there's a payday or something that you need to wait on, we can post-date it, and we can say we're going to charge your debit or credit card on this date. That's what it would be in the contract. So we can do it that way, get you protected now, or you can just call me back. It's It's up to you.
Okay, this is what I'm going to do. I'm about to save your number on a Don text.
Okay.
I'm going to give you a call when I'm eligible to pay kind of somewhat most of it, like you said, a half or whatever, and I'm going to give you a call back, and then we can work it out like that.
Okay, let me
can you tell
let
me
text
the,
you my direct direct number again, because you called in to the general number. But I actually have your file, so I'm about to text you my direct information in case you don't have it. I might have done it before, but I'm not sure. But just let me know when you get this text, all right? I just sent you my information. Let me know when you got that.
Okay, now. Okay,
yeah,
I see it.
Now. Okay. All right. Just make sure you don't wait too long, because if they garnish your wages or levy your bank account, we can't stop it once it's done. We have to negotiate with them before that gets cleared up. But if they haven't done it, then our collection hold, goes into place. So if they don't do it, so that's the danger you're running into. So you might want to, think about it.
Get the pay for it or whatever. Yeah, I got to do that.
Yeah, so.
Let me get myself together. I'm going to save your direct number, and I will be giving you a call back.
Okay, and it's Stacy, right?
Yes, correctly. Right.
Okay, Stacy, just let me know, all right?
Okay, then. You have a nice, wonderful, beautiful day now.
You too. You take care.
All right, then.
All right, bye.